Close your eyes and watch your breath. Know when the breath is coming in, know when it's going out. If you want to use a meditation word along with the breath, you can use buto. It means awake. It's a quality you want to develop in the mind. So the mind isn't always sleeping all the time, giving in to whatever comes its way, not really looking at things for what they are. This is a problem in the mind. Thoughts come in, emotions come in, and you don't really look at them very carefully, where they're coming from, where they're going to lead you. You just decide that you like or don't like them and then get involved on that basis. And that way they overcome you. You've got to learn how to step outside of them, because otherwise your thoughts can lead you to do actions that are very unskillful, lead you to say things that are very unskillful, especially if the emotions are very strong. Strong greed, strong anger, strong fear. These things can really tie you up, and you end up doing things you're later going to regret. So in order to prevent that, you've got to learn how to stop things at the very beginning as the thought appears in the mind. And this is why we have to practice meditation like this, to give the mind a good steady place to stay with the breath coming in, going out. You have a firm intention, this is where you want to stay. Any other intention that comes in to get in the way, you've got to just put aside. No matter how interesting it is or no matter how important it may seem, you've got to say, this is time to train the mind. It's like knowing that your car is going to break down and you want to go someplace and there's a desire to go there, but at the same time you know I've got to fix the car first. So you can't give in to your desire to go traveling all of a sudden while the car is in the midst of being repaired. This is what we're doing as we work with the mind. We're repairing it, making it stronger so that it can see, okay, when a thought comes in, where is it coming from? What kind of emotion is behind it? Is it skillful or not? Where is it going to lead you? Does it lead you in a place you want to go? No. That means that you have to learn how to overcome it. In other words, not at the very least, just not go along with it. And it'll probably come back and harass you for a while, but you just say, nope, 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 nope. And maintain your firm intention to stay here with the breath. Make the breath as comfortable as you can so it becomes a nice place to stay. You're not here sheerly under the force of pure will. You're here also with a sense that it feels really good to be settled down, just breathing in, breathing out, no other responsibilities right now, except that you have to be on the watch, that you don't let some thoughts sneak in and take over. This way you become more in charge. So this is the skill you need in order to repair the mind's habit of just wandering off with whatever comes its way. If we lived our lives like that, we'd be dead by now. Just as you have to choose your friends outside, you have to choose your friends inside too. Which thoughts are really friendly, which ones are false friends. And learn how not to be overcome by the false friends. You have to be in charge. The Buddha calls this having victory over yourself. It's not so much one self fighting over another self, but it's the sense that your emotions can't take over. You have to be able to overcome them. You have to be bigger than them, wiser than them, more alert than they are. And that's the quality you develop as you're working here with the breath. So try to make this a daily practice, staying with the breath. Give yourself some time every day. Just be with your breath. No other responsibilities, nothing else aside from developing these qualities of mind, mindfulness, alertness, discernment, that enable you to be in charge. And so the thoughts don't come in and take over when you're not looking, because you want to have a state of mind that's always looking, always awake, always alert. To remember this as an important skill. And then give it importance every day as you practice.